Chapter 3, Power for Change Through Diet and Nutrition. Would you like a supernatural guarantee for success? Here it is. The Bible says to commit your plans to the Lord. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Proverbs 16, verse 3. So I want to encourage you to study this plan and then commit it to the Lord for the strength and willpower to follow through. God is greater than any bondage you may have, and He promises to help you succeed, not with your own power, but by asking for His. He is so faithful. When you ask Him for help, He promises never to fail you or leave you struggling all alone. For the Word of God says, "For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." Hebrews 13, verse 5. What a powerful promise. In this chapter, we will look at the eating habits that will lead to healthy, consistent weight loss. But first, a word of caution. As I've said before, the number on the scale is not the best measure of weight loss. Make sure you keep the right focus. Instead of focusing on how much you weigh, focus on eating right. When you eliminate sugar, sweets, excessive carbohydrates, bad fats, wheat, and corn from your diet, you will most likely begin to lose weight. This Bible Cure waist-reducing plan is more than a diet. It's a lifestyle that will help you to look and feel your very best. So let's get started. The Mediterranean Diet. According to a recent study, people who eat a Mediterranean-style diet, rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, olive oil, and fish, have at least a 25% reduced risk of dying from heart disease and cancer. This is because the Mediterranean diet derives roughly 30 to 40% of its calories from healthy fats, coming from foods like olive oil, avocados, nuts, and fish, and about 40 to 50% from healthy carbohydrates like fruits, vegetables, beans, peas, lentils, and whole grains. Researchers also surmised that it was not any one component of this diet that makes it